Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I do appreciate the time that you get involved. Your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones that know about the show. That would be really cool, too. You know, one of the things we're going to talk about this hour, you're more than welcome and invited to call in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Can we really heal when half the country feels like the election has been stolen from them? And I say that for several reasons, okay? I go all the way back to the days of the Tea Party, okay? I wasn't a big wig or big person in the party. I mean, I supported them, helped where I could. But I remember the innocent exuberance of the Tea Party people. And I'm not making fun. I'm serious. I really did. I really appreciate the fact that they thought with all their energy, with what they were doing, that they were just going to wipe the place out and all their people would get in because everybody was behind them when it comes to the Constitution and such. And when they lost certain races, the looks on their faces were devastating. They were devastated. And it hurt, you know, guys like me who were trying to tell them, and they saw us as naysayers, look, your guy's not going to win. He's got no name recognition. He's got no real money. And, yeah, you got your people have to be in the street working for that seat 2 years out. And I've helped other people win seats, and I tell them the same thing. You run, and you run, and you run, and if it's a two-year cycle, you run for 2 years. If it's a four-year cycle, you wait 2 years, then you run for 2 years. You know, and again, it's the way people get to know you. But the Tea Party people were devastated when their people lost. They couldn't understand. You know, a socialist won, stand many people. Even in the Republican Party, you know, 70-80% of the rank and file vote R. Even if it's a putz, can you imagine? Look at, they voted for Mitt Romney because he was an R. Is he really? They voted for Ryan because he was an R. Is he really? We got a lot on that list. And some of you say, well, God, he's better than a Democrat. Are we sure? Look at Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, again, I know some of you get mad when I say this, but Tulsi Gabbard. She should be an R for all intents and purposes now. Look at the laws. Look at the bills she's putting forward. You know, about making sure that, oh, boy, is she taking heat for that. And there's other things that she's talking about doing. I would have rather had her than Ryan. You know, and think about some of the policies that she wants that are very much in line with President Trump's, which is, start pulling people out of these countries that we have no business being in. That's another thing, by the way, you guys can bank on. If Biden gets in, if Biden takes that oath of office, the wars will heat up in the Middle East. You're going to have our poor men and women going back over there to fight again. Seriously. And as somebody made comment in my chat room right now, I think it's worse than what they say it is. You know, Biden will be Obama 3.0. The problem is there won't be any safety bumpers on because it's not Obama taking the heat. It'll be Biden taking the heat for the stupid things he does. Right? You expect us for 4 years you didn't reach across the aisle. For 4 years you didn't pass any meaningful legislation. You didn't even try to. The only thing you did for 3 years and 8 months was to try to nail this president and get him out of office. And you had Pence, right? You were ready to pounce on him as well. So don't tell me that, can we all just get along? Can we just get along? No, we can't. Because I don't trust you. See, that's the other thing. I don't trust you. You know the old joke with the scorpion, right? Jumps on the back. I don't even know what it was. Fish brought him from one side of the pond to the other. And the fish kept saying, no, I'm not giving you a ride over because you'll sting me, you'll sting me, you'll sting me. And he kept saying, no, I won't. Why would I do that? I want to get to the other side. I don't want to stay alive. If I sting you, we'll drown. Halfway across, the scorpion stings the fish. They start to go down, and the fish says, what'd you do that for? He says, it's in my nature. I couldn't help myself. Same thing here. It's in their nature. They can't help themselves. And even you Christian socialists, I got news for you. Christ was not a socialist. Right? If a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. Christ said that. Look it up. Basically. Right? You work, you eat. You don't work, you go hungry. Really simple. Dems are freaking out about another thing, though, too, I really love. I'll tell you more about it on the other side of the break. Basically, COVID cases are down. But only in states that aren't run by Democrats. Joe McSee, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far. Right? If a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. Christ said that. Look it up. Basically. Right? You work, you eat. You don't work, you go hungry. Really simple. Dems are freaking out about another thing, though, too, I really love. I'll tell you more about it on the other side of the break. Basically, COVID cases are down. It's only in states that aren't run by Democrats. Joe McSee, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like... My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you know, I said I was going to play the Jesse Waters, and I am going to play the Turkey Day thing. And some of you think these are always setups, that none of this could possibly be real. But they are real. There are people. Do it yourself. Randomly ask some friends of yours or their kids certain things about Christmas, certain things about Turkey Day, that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, you're going to be floored. You're not going to believe that these people don't know these answers. I was. So, like I said, we're going to do a whole bunch of these clips this hour. I just have so much fun with them. Take a listen.
What year was the first Thanksgiving?
1642.
1621.
Somewhere around there.
Around 1821. Last Thursday in November.
Right?
There's a brain surgeon for you, huh? Really, seriously.
Sure. What country did the pilgrims come from?
Now, some of these where you hear the long silence, I left it in there on purpose. I know it doesn't play the same on radio as it does TV, but just imagine somebody sitting there trying to figure out. I mean, do you really believe that? Do you really understand there's people out there that don't know where the pilgrims came from?
Denmark, I believe. Am I right? I think it's Denmark.
What country? I'll give you a hint. It was in Europe.
I don't know.
Yeah, British or something?
Yeah.
Somewhere in, like, Europe.
You got it.
Yeah, I got this.
How did the first Thanksgiving go down?
I don't even know.
And you live in Plymouth?
I know.
They got here on Cape Cod at some time, and then Thanksgiving popped out. The Native American.
Now he was close. They did, you know, they did the Cape and came back around. But Thanksgiving popped out? We're not giving birth here, buddy.
They helped out the pilgrims, and the pilgrims wanted to thank them, so they all sat down and had a dinner.
Is Indians an offensive term?
I think it is.
Yes.
Now, what did they dine on in the first Thanksgiving?
Best I know, they dined on venison and corn.
They probably had, like, not like chips, you know, like, something like that.
They didn't have chips? Why sit down if they didn't have chips? And they had no football, I bet you, too. What do you think? What do you do when you don't have football, and you don't have chips, and I'm sure they didn't have lasagna? What kind of Thanksgiving was that?
You know, like, something like that.
Mashed potatoes,
yeah.
I don't think they had turkey, mainly vegetables.
The pilgrims were vegetarians.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what to say.
The pilgrims were vegetarians. Who knew? Right?
Vegetarians.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what to say.
What boat did the pilgrims come over in?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
What boat did the pilgrims come over in?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
That was Christopher Columbus.
Ah!
Something flower. Oh, Mayflower. Mayflower, yeah.
The Mayflower. Mayflower.
Excellent, just right over yonder.
Yeah.
Why did the pilgrims come from England?
Oh, no.
It was to explore the West.
They wanted to have religious freedom.
The pilgrims were Catholic.
So, I know some of you are sitting there going, well, these, I wouldn't be able to answer these questions. My response would be, why? most of these questions are, A, they're taught in school, right? And, B, they have the immigrants coming here have to know the answers to some of these questions. So, what is, some of this is not that hard. It really isn't that hard. It shouldn't be. Okay, I'm sorry. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. Come on, Jesse, go get him.
Were the pilgrims Muslim?
Maybe. They wanted to seek freedom so they could worship as they wish.
Do you have pilgrim blood in you? Did the Indians and the pilgrims get along?
No.
So why did they eat together?
If we were killing them and wiping them out, like, you know, you hear somebody say that we wiped out millions of Indians or millions of Native Americans, however they ultimately say it. Yet we learned how to get along with each other. We learned how to eat together. We grew together. We helped each other out. So how? I'm so confused.
The Indian tribe that the pilgrims dined with.
The Wampanoags.
Wampanoags, got it.
Wampanoag.
Something like that.
Wampanoag.
The Cherokees.
Who was Squanto?
Wait.
Was he the one helping with the farming?
He was like the mediator between the pilgrims and the Wampanoag.
Very good.
You know, it's really funny that I wish he had gone down a different road with this to a degree, to a portion. But there were so many things going on, so many things that Thanksgiving is attached to and talked about, and I always just don't get why we don't sit down and explain to our kids what Thanksgiving was about. What is it about? How did it start? See, I love the negative foot that people get off on. Well, you know, after we annihilated X amount of Indians, we sat down and ate. There was even one idiot had written, I think it was on Facebook or a piece that I read, that said they were celebrating the massacre. Thanksgiving was a celebration of the massacre of 700 plus Indians, you know, their kids and their wives. I never, never, ever, ever see that anywhere. Not even a hint of it. And on top of that, really, you think these Puritans, these pilgrims, you really think that they would celebrate the slaughter of another human being or slaughter or killing of a bunch of other human beings? Seriously? You know, and the Dems who seem to be against prayer everywhere, and not all. I know some of you are with me on there are times when prayer is needed. It's okay for a president. It's okay for whoever to call out for prayer in positions of authority. Just as much as of silence. Or whatever it is you do. I don't even know what you do. So, Thanksgiving, even in wartime. Now, I don't know if you know this, but days of Thanksgiving have been observed in America for centuries, right? All the way back to the Pilgrims, yes. But do you know that following the Battle of Lexington and Concord in April 1775, in November of that year, the proclamation was issued urging people, even as war continued, to give thanks for all their blessings. Right? Part of the prayer, or part of it was written in the proclamation. My God. And we'll do more of this inside the break. But devoutly to offer up the unfeigned praises to Almighty God, that the lives of our officers and soldiers have been so remarkably preserved while our enemies have fell before them, that our unnatural enemies, instead of ravaging the country with the uncontrolled sway, are confined within such narrow limits. You know, you look at this stuff. I know, it was before we were a country, so you can't count that. But we'll talk about the Civil War when we get back and what took place then. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hang out. We got a lot more after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vaccinations are beginning at American nursing homes, immunizing a segment of the population that's been hit hard by COVID-19. As shots of the Pfizer vaccine begin to be administered, a second vaccine is expected to receive FDA approval soon. The Moderna vaccine will go before an FDA advisory board tomorrow. Admiral Brett Grewar says the approval of Moderna's vaccine will help vaccinate even more people. The Assistant Secretary for Health at HHS tells Fox Business that up to 8 million Americans could be immunized next week.
The data are outstanding that the Moderna vaccine, 94.5% efficacy, 100% efficacy against severe infections. That's gone to the FDA tomorrow. We don't want to prejudge the process, but I can't imagine it not getting authorized. And we expect next week, if we have Moderna and Pfizer, to be immunizing almost 8 million people next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words. What's that? Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website, therealsign.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up on the website. Now, we are mostly talking about Thanksgiving and things like that going on this week. It's a great week. Remember I told you earlier that the president was able to, when we had the Paris bombings and killings and all that, he was able to let five people go from Gitmo, and nobody really caught on, and now it's old news and nobody really wants to deal with it. Although yours truly reported it that Monday, the first chance I got. So in looking at everything that's going on, going down, whatever, and there are little stories all over the place about things that have taken place, but I also love how most people... Not most people. When I go looking on Facebook for some of these things, and I go to Facebook not because I think it's the end-all, be-all. I go to Facebook because I believe that, you know, when people are spewing and just rambling on, it's their true feelings. They think they're sitting there in a little group among a group of friends. And sometimes that's not the case at all. There's not friends. There's people in there looking to nail you or whatever. So... But people, you know, thanks. Why do I have to thank God? Why do I have to? I don't believe in God. I don't. That's, you know, we shouldn't have a mix of like the president shouldn't say, you know, we're thankful for what we have. We need to thank the Almighty for. He wouldn't do that. So I went back and looked, and you'll have to listen to the actual Turkey Day show to hear some of the prayers that the presidents in the past have given, the speeches that they've given. And I guess the only guy that gets everything right, Mr. Obama, he's the only one that doesn't say you want to thank God or Almighty God or anything like that. He was the only one. But, you know, I know some of you guys feel like he's the end-all, be-all when it comes to knowing everything about government and that kind of stuff, because he's on your page, so he must know everything. Now, during the Civil War, the current tradition that we know, you know, the annual National Thanksgiving, really was established. The 1863 Thanksgiving Proclamation by President Abraham Lincoln also encouraged Americans to give thanks. You know, with everything going on, he could stop long enough to think about what he had to give thanks for. Now, in the midst of the Civil War, in his writing, he says, in the midst of the Civil War of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to invite and provoke the aggressions of foreign states, peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained, the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere, except in the theater of military conflict. Now, during World War II, though over 400,000 Americans lost their lives, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the Democrat, issued a Thanksgiving proclamation. And you know what's funny about it? Here was the progressive, a progressive Democrat, who actually sat there on several occasions and asked the country to pray. What do you think of that? You separation of church and state people, especially Democrats who try to take God out of their platform. But Democrats all along have talked about the Almighty. And I love you guys who throw up JFK and you go cherry pick his speeches about the separation of church and state. And him being a Catholic was very sensitive to it. You know why? Anybody? Because at one time Catholics weren't allowed to hold office. Do you know that? Anybody know the reason? Anybody? Raise your hand. Okay, nobody. Well, the reason Catholics couldn't hold office was because the way the country understood Catholicism, our president would answer to the Pope. That's right. Couldn't have two bosses. Couldn't have the people, couldn't have the Pope. So he was very sensitive to that. And I guess you can't blame him. So anyway, during World War II, even though over 400,000 Americans lost their lives, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt issued a Thanksgiving proclamation for November 1944, asking Americans to be thankful. He said, for the preservation of our way of life. He must have thought our way of life was great. Unlike some today who think it has to be all jacked around and changed around. From the threat of destruction, from the unity of the spirit, which has kept our nation strong, for our abiding faith and freedom, and for the promise of an enduring peace. Right? I at the time, those are great things to reflect on. We're too busy worried about... Yeah, I'm not going to go deep into politics, but there's a lot of people have very little on the table because of the economy. Very little on the table because they don't have a job anymore. Very little on the table. Some of them actually even have to work on Thanksgiving. Now, from a biblical standpoint, right, the Bible tells us on Thanksgiving you should go kill people of opposite. No. Right? No. Well, I'm just trying to get in line with everybody else who's been writing nasty stuff on Facebook. The Bible tells us to be thankful in all circumstances. Just 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Check it out yourself. I'm not going to read scripture to you. And an American has a long history of demonstrating a conformity to this verse. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, we certainly are thankful in all things. Thankful to have a home to go to. Thankful to have a warm place to stay. Thankful that there are ways and means for us to find, you know, this thing that there's absolutely, you know, for homeless people, there's absolutely no place for them to go. There's no place for them to get food. No, that's not true. That is not true. In very, very rare and few circumstances, do they not have a place to go for Thanksgiving or what have you? Some of them need... and I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's just true. Some of them have mental health needs, and they really won't step up because they're afraid the government's going to lock them up, or somebody's going to lock them up. And maybe that's your job. Maybe you know where these people are. A couple of these people are. You need to reach out to them. Show them the love of God. If you don't believe in God, just show them the love of humanity or whatever it is you believe in. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, again, think about what you have. Look around to what you have. Because, frankly, the poorest people in this country are richer than most of the well-off people, if you would, in some other countries. They're happy if they have a cardboard box to sleep in other countries, which is the norm for them on a regular basis. Now, I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. I wish you all have someplace, someone to go to, somewhere to turn. Right, and if you don't think, I'm not gonna do that. Gotta get the evil thing on me going. If you don't think that our founding fathers right, didn't want God in the equation at all, anywhere, you need to go look at the proclamations from these different states. So John Hancock in 1792 issued a proclamation. John Hancock, right? Whereas it is indispensable duty of all men to acknowledge Almighty God as the fountain of mercies and the giver of every good gift. How do you say that he was just a deist? That most of our founding fathers, you know, look, go out and look at these places. Look at these atheist places that say our founding fathers were not godly men. They didn't believe in God. And the ones that did, it wasn't quite a relationship like we like to say it is. He goes on in the proclamation to say that I do earnestly recommend the penitent confessions of our sins, amendment of our hearts and lives, and humble supplication to God for his further aid, protection, and blessing. I mean, can you imagine if the ACLU was around back then? can you imagine what would, you know what? I don't know. Maybe we truly would have been a stronger Christian country if they were around then. Maybe if the founding fathers actually saw where people's hearts were on this stuff. Right? One of the comments goes on to say, and the other states of the Union, with sound wisdom and understanding, the fear of God and love of their country. Not the love of their country, the fear of God, but the funny how they put the fear of God first and to love their country and single aim to preserve and promote the liberty, prosperity, and happiness of the people. Right? And then at the end, you ready to throw up? Well, you're going to have to wait till the next segment. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, tell your friends, loved ones, maybe sitting around cooking, having a few beers, waiting for the game to come on. Take a listen. I got a lot to offer. I'm going to go through a few more proclamations in the next segment. I'm Joe Mastin. You're listening to USA Radio Networks, or to The Real Side on USA Radio Networks.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back, and you're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're with family, with the family, enjoying the holiday, then don't call. What are you doing listening to me? You should be listening to family. Although I don't mind you listening to me, but I'd rather you be with family. Seriously. So anyway, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. This is Turkey Week. Everything's about turkey. No, it's about Thanksgiving. Oh, Tea Week, right? Turkey and Thanksgiving. Yes, for some of you who don't know how to spell, Thanksgiving starts with a T. Yeah, there you go. All right. So I really send me an email if you have any comments, requests, joe@therealside.com. I always take requests for the topics and guests and that kind of thing. Also, I've got a button that I've been giving out. And the button's called, the button has on it, it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And the reason I do that is I heard from so many people years ago. I've been doing it for a few years now, and I've heard from so many people how they, the person behind the counter always beats them to the punch by saying Happy Holidays, and they say Merry Christmas. And even I found myself the other day, for the first time in a long time, somebody wished me a happy holiday, and I said, you too. And I usually don't do that. I've actually conditioned myself over the years, when somebody says happy holidays or have a good holiday, I'll say, hey, you have a good Christmas. And if they don't, you know, if it's not something they celebrate, then tell me. I'll change it. If they're Jewish and they're friends or they're people I've known for a while, I always say to them, hey, look, you know, have a great Hanukkah or happy Hanukkah. And someday I guess I'll learn the proper greetings in some of these areas. But I don't think there should be anything wrong with that. Remember, this is not a shopping holiday. This wasn't created. This was one of the holidays that wasn't created by Hallmark or or the retail association or any of that. This holiday has been around. This day of observance has been around forever. And then truly with Thanksgiving, when you look at the proclamations across this country, the 1700s, 1800s, and so on, every one of them had references to God in them. And you can go look them up for yourself. They're libraries at Congress. They're all over the place. But you got to do a little of your own homework, too. You know what I'm saying? So Massachusetts Governor John Hancock, on October 25th, 1792, he issued a proclamation about Thanksgiving Day. And as I read you in the last segment, I'm not going to go read into the whole thing again, he gives God a lot of praise and a lot of glory throughout the whole proclamation. Now, I'm surprised the ACLU didn't send him a letter. You know what I'm saying? But he also goes on in the proclamation close to the end to say he would be pleased to overrule the commotions and confusion that are in the earth to the speedy downfall of tyranny and oppression so that the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may be established in peace and righteousness among all the nations on earth, not just among America. He said in a proclamation, all, right? All the nations of the earth. And this is John Hancock. Was he not one of our founding fathers? Because I only ask that because I keep hearing about how our founding fathers weren't quote unquote, please pardon the term for those of you who understand what I'm saying. They weren't into religion. They weren't into a single God. They weren't into any of this stuff. At least that's what I've always heard. Have you not always heard that? And again, when I started looking back, I went past fairly recent history to see let's I haven't seen this one yet, so this will be an eye-opener for both of us. So FDR, he wrote his in 1944. And giving thanks. Now here's your progress. I mean, he and John F. Kennedy, are they not the idols? Hey, maybe not John F. Kennedy so much anymore. Progressive Democrats? Hey, look, I'm not a Democrat, so I don't know. If I'm wrong, send me an email. Now his proclamation in 1944 looks like it was signed on November 2nd in 1944. He said, in this year of liberation, which has seen so many millions freed from tyrannical rule, it is fitting that we give thanks with special fervor. It's fitting to give thanks with special fervor to our Heavenly Father. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I look up Heavenly Father, it's all about God at that point. FDR, this is not that nut job Ronald Reagan. This is one of the Dems, Lord and Saviors, if you would, right? With special fervor to our Heavenly Father for the mercies we have received individually and as a nation for the blessings He has restored. Through the victories of our arms and those of our allies to His children and our lands. My God, this Thanksgiving doesn't seem like it's all about secularism or mankind, does it? So, he goes on to say that for the harvest that has sustained us and in its fullness brought a succor to other peoples, and it doesn't mean what you think it means, for the bounty of our soil, which has produced the sinews of war, for the protection of our liberties, and for the multitude of private blessings known only in our hearts, we should give united thanks. Oh, come on, that can't be right. United thanks to God. To the end that we may bear more earnest witness to our gratitude to... No, that can't be right either. I would have thought the ACLU would have had all this stricken by now, don't you? Witness to the gratitude to Almighty God. I suggest a national... Oh, no, this can't... All right, I want to know who forged this. To the end that we may bear more earnest witness to our gratitude to the Almighty God, I suggest a nationwide reading of the Holy Scripture during the period from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas. A nation, he's asked the president of these United States. Obviously, at that time, the biggest god to the Democratic Party does not understand the separation of church and state. How could you be president of the United States and not understand that? I don't get it. By suggesting a nationwide reading of the Holy Scripture during the period from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas. Let every man of every creed go his own version of Scriptures for the renewed and strengthened contact with those eternal truths and majestic principles. How do you do that? If these guys are trying to keep a separation of church and state, they didn't get it. They don't know how to do it. He goes on to the resolution to say, I call upon the people of the United States to observe it by bending every effort to hasten the day of final victory and by offering to God our devout gratitude for his goodness to us and to our fellow man. Right? By order of the President, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That can't be right. That's going to be, come on. I mean, based on what I've been taught over the years, this can't be right. Or I should say, what I've read, not so much what I've been taught. Who's another Democrat? No, let's go back. Let's go pick on a founding father. What do you think about that? Right? So, now the Continental Congress, can't go back to the Continental Congress because you know what they do is they write me emails.
You're so stupid. You don't even know the Continental Congress had nothing to do with the United States.
Come on, really? And then we did John Hancock, right? How about George Washington? Because, you know, George Washington couldn't have been a Christian either, right? I've actually read that. That Georgie didn't, you know, the God thing was even questionable for him. But they're politicians. They were probably lying in all these things, don't you think? Whereas it's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. These are the first two lines. Right? The first two lines. It's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. Whereas both the House of Congress... I'm sorry, we're both the houses of Congress have their joint committee requested me. So these is both the houses went to the president and said, we want you to do this. they want him to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and single favors of Almighty God. Especially by affording them an opportunity to peaceably establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Wow. He's attributing that to God. And then he says, and then he goes on to say, think about what he's saying here. It's by the blessing of God that he's given us the authority, the ability to start a government so that we can live peaceably with each other. Wow. So great. You got to read some of these proclamations, and then all that other crap will be washed out of your head because you'll know the truth. And he signs it, give it unto my hand, the city of New York, third day of October, in the year of our Lord. Oh, man, we can't have that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. God bless America. I mean that, really. Be back in a bit.